Do you have a problem with what Keyshawn said 8 years later, especially considering he works with John Gruden? Because it sure looked like a way to give a little backhand slap.
No, but you have to understand the context of what they were talking about. I mean, they were talking about Carson Palmer wanting out of Cincinnati. They were talking about, do they think T.O. has a place where he fits, where he won't cause a problem? So this was the basis of the conversation. It wasn't like out of the blue, Keyshawn made a, you know, side-handed remark about John. I mean, Key said, well, in my experience, let me tell you what happened in Tampa. And as much excitement as John Gruden created when he was hired here, as much enthusiasm surrounded him coming here and helping us win the Super Bowl, I think when you look back on it, it's pretty obvious that he wasn't a guy that a lot of his players were endeared to after being around him for an extended period of time.
What was Keyshawn's problem with him?
It was just, Key said it perfectly. He didn't like the way he was treated, the way he was talked to.
How did, because, and everybody's heard this locally, that it's been in this area while John Gruden was the head football coach. They've heard about how he would say one thing to some to the player and then do something completely different. But when Keyshawn, because you were there, when Keyshawn says the way I was talked to, is he demeaning in a way that other coaches aren't? Is he, what is it about him? You were there under him. What is it that some of the players did not like, whether it was you or somebody else?
I'm not sure if it still exists, but John has a major character flaw in that if he's not the center of attention, that's a problem. It is what it is. A lot of Chucky face. I mean, you look at the NFL films, it's just ironic anytime that he's mic'd up or filmed, the Chucky face, you know, it showcased a lot more than normal. You look at the way he dealt with guys. You look at the way he was overly, I think, judgmental towards guys that had sacrificed and done a lot for his football team.
Did he not appreciate guys on the team?
I don't think there was an appreciation for the role that the guys there played. A lot of people don't know that him and Brad had a very tumultuous relationship throughout the entire time.
Well, that was because Gruden wasn't a fantastic Sam's kind of guy.
Brad always had a chip on his shoulder because John went out and got Rob Johnson to come and be his starting quarterback. Like, Brad ended up being the starting quarterback in Tampa because Rob wasn't good enough to be it, as opposed to Gruden loved Brad. You look at it, the same thing happened with Keenan McCardell. Keenan McCardell ended up in an extended situation where he felt his value wasn't reciprocated from not only the staff but the organization. It's plenty of people that played during that time period that have left, or while they were there, said that they had issues with how the guys were handled. It's not just a Keyshawn thing. I mean, it's a bunch of guys.
But more specifically, though, because I understand what you're saying. We've heard a lot of the similar things to what you're referring to before. It's leaked out of one buck. But
I'll say,
but you were a quarterback, so you were you felt the wrath of Gruden as much as anybody. How does he talk to you?
I've heard John say some things in a meeting that I would never say publicly that are completely the reason why Keyshawn didn't like the way he was treated. But I'm not that guy, so I would never say those things. But I was in a meeting with the guy every day.
So is it fair to say he would say demeaning things? He would demean people in front of their peers, and they didn't appreciate it. But he did it more than other coaches?
I don't know if you can simplify it to that level, because it's bigger than that, because all coaches coach differently. But the thing in the National Football League that's impossible is to be Nick Saban. I mean, the only guy who's even come remotely close to Nick Saban is Belichick, and that revolves around one thing, and that's because they win at the highest level. And the difference is, everybody that plays for the Patriots loves Belichick. And I'm just telling you, that's why a guy like Nick Saban will never succeed in the National Football League, because he has a style of coaching that's kind of like a dictatorship. You do what I say or else.
And that works in college.
The NFL is not built like that. That's why I've always said I think John Gruden would be an excellent college football coach. But on the National Football League, when you're dealing with other men, some of them may be older than you, all of them generally have families, a lot of them make more than you do, it's a different environment. Like, guys ask why. Like, you have players that are accomplished enough. If you stink it up on Monday Night Football, you know, you're All-American, All-Pro linebacker, decide to say, you know what, we should get a ball to Ray Rice. It's a different environment. In college football, a successful program, you would never hear a linebacker after a bad offensive performance say that. It's a different and unique environment, and one that, from a relationship level, I think John failed.
Do you think John has changed throughout his tenure with the Bucs based on people he's spoken
with? I don't think he's had to. You know, he left Tampa, he went to Monday Night Football, and there's a reason that he signed that extension. I think his personality fits better over there than it would with today's modern athlete, especially with the new CBA.
Now, the word is he can opt out of the Monday Night Football deal if he wants to take a head coaching decision.
The interesting thing is, as many jobs has come open, how many of those things do you really think have, like, been offered? Like, I've heard it in the pipeline, you know, whatever he say, she say. It'd be interesting to see how many times actually one has been offered.
Somebody where you're looking to sell tickets, I think John Gruden is a face nationally. We talked about this, I believe, yesterday. The perception local versus national is completely different, I think, for John Gruden. There's a number of people here that in the Tampa Bay area that are not fans of John Gruden, whereas nationally, sure, some people might get irritated by the Chucky face, but I think there's a far greater number of people nationally that like John Gruden because they haven't been exposed to him. And now I'm somebody who liked John Gruden from the outside. I wasn't in that locker room. So I'm not going to sit here and say that Keyshawn Johnson shouldn't feel wronged, he shouldn't feel this, because I don't know how he was spoken to. Now, I will say this. I always thought that Keyshawn Johnson was a me-first type of player where the team could be successful, but if he wasn't getting his touches, he was not a happy camper. You know, I don't like players whether they're...
And I think that's a bad rap simply from the standpoint that you put him into a group that I think he's separate from. Because he's a guy on the field that you've never had an issue ever. At no point in Keyshawn Johnson's career on any level has anyone ever had anything to say about what he did on the field. Not from an effort standpoint, not from a production standpoint, none of the above.
Same with T.O.
And T.O. T.O. was probably more of a troublemaker inside of a locker room than Keyshawn.
But on the field, T.O., you never heard questions about his work ethic.
That's why T.O. has continued to get jobs, and he will get a job this year at some point. And see, to me, there's a difference. Because Key would block. I mean, he would catch the ball across the middle. I mean, you never heard of him not having good hands, not dropping the football. You never heard of him not being willing to do whatever was asked. I think the thing when it came to John Gruden was John Gruden inherently is dishonest. And when you deal with other men and you deal with professionals, honesty is key. Even if we dislike what you're saying, tell us the truth.
When you say dishonest, you're saying...
Don't bring me in the office and say, this is great, this is even greater, and then you go and bring somebody in to replace me. Or then all of a sudden I'm not playing. Or then all of a sudden you hear a press conference and you're saying something completely the opposite.
See, I understand that aspect.
Guys respect real when it comes to that level.
But at the same time... As a professional, you have to understand, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Right.
You have to understand that your goal is to win football games. So he could tell you one thing that he likes the way you're playing, but if he finds somebody, let's say Jeff Garcia as an example. Jeff Garcia is the quarterback here. You know what? Jeff, you're doing a nice job for us. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure he would tell him. Let's go out and look at Brett Favre. Now, Jeff Garcia is not happy about that, but your goal is to make the football team better. I don't have a problem with that as much, but from what I've heard you say today and other people say at times is John Gruden will pat you on the butt and say, great job, you know, this is what we're going to do, get you in the game plan because you bring this, this, and this, and then you don't even see the field, he'll tell somebody something completely different.
Let me say this. There's not a better truth serum in America than a professional locker room. Let me repeat that. There is not a better truth serum in America than a professional locker room. That is the one environment in America where nothing goes unnoticed and no message is not broken down to what it actually is. Even in politics, you look at Congress, Senate, there's not really a lot of truth serum there because everybody's trying to get reelected. Everybody's trying to get somebody to fit over here with us and vote this way. You look at big corporations, everybody's trying to find a way to get promoted. That locker room is as real as it gets. To navigate that locker room, to continually get a group of men motivated over an extended period of time. We're not talking about, hey, this is brand new from what we've been experiencing the last 6 years, so we bought into it initially, which is what happened when we won the Super Bowl. I'm talking about to do it year in and year out. We got an interesting text in. A guy said, of all the guys that were released by Gruden, name one offensive guy that did anything after leaving. Keyshawn Johnson was pretty good when he went to Dallas. He left Tampa, went to Dallas Cowboys. He's really good. Thomas Jones. who John Gruden didn't think was good enough to be the every down running back.
Well, I don't know if that's fair. He brought Thomas Jones in.
Exactly.
And how many times did Thomas Jones get moved around after this?
He brought Thomas Jones here, and he decided that he wanted Michael Pittman instead of Thomas Jones. Thomas Jones left here and went to the New York Jets and had a very successful run as a New York Jets starting running back. Joe Gervais left here, went to Cleveland, really good in Cleveland, got hurt.
I don't know about that.
And you forgot, like, if he doesn't get the staph infection thing, a lot of people forget this. Joe Gervais actually won a lawsuit against the Cleveland Browns National Football League because they didn't treat his staph infection right. Well, before that staph infection, he was an integral part of what they did in Cleveland.
I don't know. The only guy that you have an argument for, I believe, is Keyshawn, because he wanted Thomas Jones specifically. And how many teams – Thomas Jones went to what? The Bears after – first of all, the Arizona dumped Thomas Jones to the Bucs. The Bucs dumped Thomas Jones to the Bears. The Bears dumped Thomas Jones to the Jets. The Jets dump him to the Chiefs. So you don't find many – quality running backs unless there's something else wrong with them that have been circulated around the league as Thomas Jones.
Always do this now. Always make sure you look up. After Thomas Jones left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he ran for 948 yards the first year with the Bears. The second year, he ran for 1,335 yards with the Bears. The third year, he ran for 1,210 yards with the Bears. Went to the Jets, ran for 1,119 yards his first year. Second year with the Jets, 1,312 yards. Third year with the Jets, 1,402 yards.
So why did the Bears and Jets get rid of him?
Well, they decided to do whatever. He played 3 years and was productive for each
one of them. I'm not saying he wasn't productive. I didn't say he wasn't productive. I said there's a reason why other teams got rid of him.
I brought up Thomas Jones because the Texer asked what guys guys left Tampa and were successful. That's all. I was just putting an
example. No, I agree. Thomas Jones has been he's a very underrated guy statistically in
the
NFL.
The reason that Gruden favored Pittman over Thomas Jones was because he liked to do the shifts and he liked his running back.
He could catch the ball out of the backfield better.
No run slants from the X receiver position, which okay, fine, that's what he did. But the texter asked what offensive guys left and were successful. So that's what I simply was doing.
Keyshawn had 370 catch seasons following his time with the Bucs.
Pretty good.
No, that's solid, yeah. I mean, he never had 1,000 yards again, but he had three solid seasons, I'll say that.
I think Dallas is content that they got good return on the investment.
So back to the original question though. Do you have a problem with Keyshawn Johnson?
Not at all. Not at all. Because of the context of when it was brought up. It was brought up during a conversation about Carson Palmer and him wanting out of Cincinnati. And Keyshawn's purpose for making the statement was at some point it gets to, I don't want to be here. I don't like how I'm being treated. I don't like how I'm talked to. Anything is better than being where I'm at right now. It's the King David Show. We'll take you guys' calls and texts on the other side of the break. Be back in a second. Keep it locked.